Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Greg Scholz, founder and senior analyst with the Storage.io Group. How's it going, Greg?
Hey, Andrew. I'm doing well, thanks.
All right, so Apple announced the iPad this week, obviously, and I was met with a wide array of responses that range from sort of, this is going to change the world, to what an utter sham. How do you see the iPad and other thin devices like it being used in a business setting, particularly at the SMB level?
Andrew, at the SMB, particularly in the more far-reaching aspects, whether it be the mid-market, down into the SOHO, the prosumer, but also into even the larger aspects, the iPad's going to mean a lot of things. To some, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be something else to support. It's going to be something else to secure, something else to protect, something else to manage. On the flip side to it, it's going to be an enabler. And I think one of the key things around the iPad is figuring out is that, one, it's not a direct replacement for PCs. In other words, if you're using PCs today for running Word, for PowerPoint, for running your different business applications, that's not where the iPad fits, at least initially. Think of it more as that access point to your private cloud, your public cloud, that access point, what some call thin computing, thin type devices.
Okay, cool. And, you know, one of the things that came as a surprise to a lot of people was, you know, that the iPad has a very little memory on board. So what are SMBs going to need to be ready for from a storage perspective to support iPads?
Andrew, it goes back to that notion of how are people going to use the iPad in the enterprise or in the SMB, in the business type world. Are people going to use it like how they use iPods today or how they use their iTouch today as more of an entertainment, maybe a little bit of communication? Or are they going to use it similar to how they use their iPhones for accessing emails, for calendaring, running certain applications, running applications that are out in the cloud? If they're going to use it like that, or if people are going to be using it in their businesses for running applications that they use their current iType devices for accessing, whether it be medical, inventory, manufacturing-type related. All of those are going to put new and increased demands on the network, on the storage infrastructure, on the servers that run and have to support these applications, as well as a flood of new rich media.
All right, that's it for me today, Greg. Thanks a lot for joining me.
My pleasure, Andrew.
Okay, and for more information about storage management and other storage topics for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com. Thanks for listening.